On Writing and World Building by Timothy Hickson. Narrated by Murphy Napier and Larissa Thompson.
Preface. I do not like the word should, or at least I don't like how it's been used in books, videos, and lectures that purport to teach people how to write. The term should is used often enough that authors might be tricked into thinking there's an objective way to write well, that there is some pantheon of writing deities who have brought forth the Ten Commandments of writing, and that only the wise and sage-like among us can discern their will. Dare you write a book that is pure and unadulterated wish fulfillment? If you write a book that fails to use the three-act structure, curse ye! Doom awaits those that write vampire romances with one-dimensional characters. While I would not call this a philosophy of writing, at the risk of joining the ranks of the pretentious Barthesian literary theorist of history, my position is that an author owes no obligation in their work other than to write the story they wish to read. There are writing techniques we can use to make for a more satisfying story, one that might be published, but that isn't always the end goal for an author. Authors can write stories for any number of reasons: mental health, personal fulfillment, to express one's love of another story, as in fan fiction, or writing for another person, like Rick Riordan, who originally wrote Percy Jackson and the Lightning Thief for his son, Haley, who has ADHD and dyslexia. This is why I prefer to think of the On Writing series not as instructions on how you should write, but as discussions about why certain stories are satisfying to the average reader and why others are not. I use the word should a total of 97 times in this book, only 17 of which contain an imperative. Across a 71,000-word book, that's one instruction every 4,200 words on writing. I choose to use the term lightly. It carries with it a connotation that these other motivations for writing are not valuable, which simply is not true. Writing is as much for me about processing issues I have dealt with in real life as it is about my desire to write a story that others find captivating. This is why my characters often deal with issues that I have also dealt with. Going through whatever that might be in detail, delving into the psychology, and seeing how my characters deal with it helps me break the issue down into manageable pieces. In a sense, it helps me feel less alone in that struggle. The genesis of this book is really in the genesis of the On Writing series online. This was back in late 2017, a different time, a different era, the age of the video essay. In particular, video essays about writing had become more prominent. There had always been a few YouTubers who discussed narrative and structure and writing techniques, and the whole of AuthorTube, people like Shaylin Writes, had been talking about books for nigh on a decade. Between 2016 and 2018 or so, there was an explosion of YouTubers talking about these same topics, and their videos would get millions of views. It was exciting for someone who sits down with Harry Potter and the Philosopher's Stone and takes excessive notes on why its first chapter works so damn well. Hint, J.K. Rowling introduces every major concept and virtually every major character in the story with well-hidden expository writing. Nerd paradise. But I notice a trend over time. The vast majority of this content was akin to the Five Tips For articles you would find scattered about the mores and mires of the internet. Five tips for writing your first chapter. Firstly, introduce your main character. Secondly, open the book with an exciting hook. These are fine tips to give, but they aren't actually helpful. Okay, a writer has to introduce their main character, but how do we go about doing that in a compelling way? Hooks are useful tools, but how do you construct a good one? Virtually every book, good and bad, has a hook. Which questions should act as your hook?
Sample complete. Ready to continue?